everything, the pricing, and the packages as well.
Okay.
All right. Is this Austin?
This is.
Hi, Austin. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors. How's your Friday going thus far?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So we got the weekend, and I don't know if you're into football, but none of my teams are playing, but it's always good to
catch
into football. Oh, you are? No way.
I'm a huge Seahawks fan.
Okay. There you go. So you're all in, you know.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be – I think they'll win. I'll still win for sure.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think they got it. You know, those guys got a good team. My team's the Raiders, so could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. That'll turn around.
Maybe the yeah, good.
I figured Denver, you guys would have learned from what Denver did. You don't take our players anywhere else.
Oh, goodness. We're going to have to wait 50 years to see some action or something. It's crazy.
Right.
You would have figured a lot more changes when they moved to Vegas, but anyhow, it is what it is. So,
right.
I'm going for the Seahawks. I'm not going to lie. Out of those two, for sure, Seahawks.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. That's exciting. So one of the things that we want to establish before we get into some pricing, we'll get into pricing and everything here, but we are a Google partner, and our job is to find one business per category per area. Once we find a business to promote on Google, we can't work with any other business that does what you do, right? So okay. I see you got a couple things for your business online, and just before I get to a couple things, you are willing to take on more jobs, right? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to kind of make sure. I see you have something online. You have, so we're a partner, and I'm able to see what you have online. You have a Facebook listing, correct?
I do, yeah. That's it. That's the only way I advertise. I'm word of mouth other than that.
Gotcha.
I did that because I partnered up with a good friend of mine, and we did a massive. We fed 10,000 people for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And so I created the Facebook page just so people could look up what it was, who I was, if they needed to.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do see that. You got a bunch of pictures of work you've done. You do good quality work. Yeah, I see the Thanksgiving stuff. You got like a bunch of waters and stuff you give out.
We ended up donating a whole bunch of stuff to them.
That is really awesome, man. That's good to hear and see. Okay, so then word of mouth is your biggest thing, but, you know, is there anything else that you're doing, or have you ever thought about using Google or anything like that for your business?
No, I had a few people reach out to me and talk to me about doing it. I haven't really, you know, I don't truly, to be honest with you, I'm not tech savvy by any means. That's why I don't have anything.
Okay,
I know how
no
to
worries.
Use Facebook, but not very well.
Yeah, don't worry. So the number one key here is, you know, pretty much for you to pick up your phone and then set up an appointment or, you know, give an estimate, right? So we as partners, we take care of everything. So this is what we would do for your business. Number one is we would create what's called a Google Business Profile. So, you know, when you're looking for, you know, a restaurant or a hotel or you're looking for directions, you know where the little red dot where the business is located?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we would do for your business. So we would create that profile, and then we would optimize it. So when people are typing in any of the services you offer, like construction services, you're doing remodeling, decks, porches, anything that you want to come up for, we'll program that on Google. Okay? So let me know if you know these companies, like, you know, World Construction LLC or Advanced Construction.
I know of Advanced.
Gotcha. There's another one called Paulson Builders.
I know who Paulson is. I know the owner.
Okay, awesome. And then GDI Construction Remodeling. So those are companies that are listed on Google that are using, you know, a similar company like ours to get them programmed in. Okay. So there's a huge book of business out there. And one of the things that I love about just Google is just having your presence there is, like, if you get a recommendation or someone's looking your company up, if they type even your phone number, even your name, like, everything will pop up. And that way you can showcase a lot of the work that you do, right?
Okay.
All right. So we would also include a website as well. So all the pictures that you have on your Facebook business page, which is good, we would include that. And if you have any other photos, we could include that in your website alongside with your logo, because your logo is pretty cool. It's like a little hammer, and it's like a little roof, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool with the trees in the background. That's awesome. So we would have your website with that logo, and then we would also run Facebook retargeting ads as well. So, you know, this is literally going to cover all your bases all over the Internet without you having to lift a finger to do any work yourself. So You know, all you would have to do is pick up the phone call and you know, schedule an appointment. So let's get to some pricing. Everything we do here, once again, is a month-to-month service. I mean, we don't have you sign like a year contract or marry us. The point here is for you to see the results for this to make sense for your business. So question I have for you, so what are this year, what are some of the focal points for the company? Do you want to focus on certain types of jobs, or what would you like to come up for when people are looking for your services?
This year in particular, I want to kind of push higher. I've been getting into the higher, as you can see on my Facebook, into the higher-end kitchen, kind of outdoor living.
Nice.
It just seems to be where the most profit margin is for me. I'm still getting decent turnaround, but I'm not sitting on jobs for 10 weeks trying to get them done.
Yeah,
and then
that's great. Yeah, I agree. Well, one of the things that I see a lot of trending, and like I'm going to do that here in the next few weeks for my house. I just bought a property. It's an acre of land. So I got a 25 square foot home, and then it's a lot of dirt. So, but I want to get pavers in the background. I want to put a huge pavilion, maybe like a 40 by 20, that big, right? And then have an outdoor kitchen, pizza oven, because I love pizza. I'm just a fiend. And then you can host like backyard parties, like the Super Bowl and stuff like that. So that's what I'm all about, and I feel like a lot of those projects can be done in a very efficient manner, and it's a good turnaround, you know?
Right. Are you local to this area or no?
So we're in California, but we service all 50 states. But if, you know, you're in Washington, Vancouver, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that could be, you know, pretty much, this would be targeted marketing, so you could really focus on the cities and areas you want to focus on, so that way you're getting the best return on your investment, you know?
Yep.
So. All right, so I sent you a pricing page. I want to show you exactly what I can do for you today, okay?
The local splash.
Yeah, local splash. If you open that up, I sent you two messages. One is our partnership badge with Google, and the other one is like our pricing page, okay? So since you're a Seahawks fan, no. that's cool. That's awesome, actually. I talked to someone that's going for that. That's good. I've been talking to people, and they're like, nope. So anyhow, but the pricing page, if you go to our pricing page, you go all the way towards the bottom, okay? So you'll see different things, or Essential, Pro, and Platinum. So what I can do for you today, right, is I can offer you our Platinum package, which includes everything that's on here. So creating your Google Business Profile, get you on Bing, which is another search engine, do all the SEO content creation, even build a website, Facebook. This will pretty much cover all the bases that you need for the most part, okay? So what I can do for you today is get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential at $299. And
okay.
I can waive your setup fee completely so you can get your foot in the door, right? So with that being said, that it'll include everything that we just talked about, and then you'll be up there with some of those competitors that are listed on Google, right? Yeah, so those guys they're getting a good piece of the pie at the end of the day, but you know, I also feel this would help you out with your, you know, someone gets a referral and they look you up, boom, they're going to see your company up there as well. Like, that's going to be awesome. It just gives people that confidence to call you and really, you know, kind of pull the trigger on getting a quote or an estimate with you, and they can compare it with some of the other competitors you have in the area. So, you know, if I can get you at that $299 price point, and once again, it's, you don't have to marry me today. Is that something you want to do for your business?
So $299 when you say that, so the Platinum is the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm getting the Platinum package for just the cost of the Essential, $299.
So that's the, okay.
Yeah, so usually it's $599, and it's $299 setup fee. I'll get you a 50%, and I'll waive your setup fee today if you want to move forward. So that'll save you $600 to start with, and that's including a full-blown website. Matter of fact, let me do this. I'll send you exactly how your website. Well, an example of how your website look. And it's pretty neat. People can schedule an appointment. If you have any like videos of work you've done, or is it just pictures? You have videos?
Oh, I got videos. Some, not a lot, but I've started doing more. I just actually, to be honest with you, I just did a job that I videoed kind of
nice
in the end, trying to keep the same video so I can make up something.
That is awesome. So here's the thing. A lot of people are visual. So the more pictures you have, the more videos you have, people want to see the type of work you do. And that's just, to me, it's like when I go to a restaurant and have a picture of the steak and whatever I'm eating and the lobster, I'm like, okay, let's get this, right? and if you don't have that, then it's just like, oh, I don't know. So I don't know what this is going to come out to be like, you know. So it just kind of gives you that visual for the client. So I sent you an example of the website that we can build for you. And this is just an example. Obviously, we'll put your own logo there. We'll put your pictures. People can set an appointment. And one of the things, Austin, that I would highly recommend once we get you on Google is really work on reviews. That's going to be a game changer. So all the people you donated stuff and you helped out or done work for before, we give you a link where you can start getting more reviews on Google, and that's going to be a complete game changer. Like, I promise you, if you do that, you're definitely going to thank me later on, you know.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. So the process is very simple. So what we do is we just verify a couple things of your business to make sure you're coming up on the first page adequately. I see a couple things on your Facebook already. Like, is the email and everything you have there correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Like, okay, I got Austin. Okay. All right. So, and then I have a question for you. Like, on Google, do you want it to have, like, an LLC or without the LLC?
I don't care either way. Whatever you'd recommend.
I would recommend, here's the thing. You have on your Facebook without the LLC. So, you know, I suggest having consistent information across the board. They don't really need to know. You're licensed and insured, so you should be good to go, right? So I would just recommend just keeping it like that, just without the LLC, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right. And then the number that we're on, is that the number that your clients usually call you on when you're giving an estimate and a quote? Okay, got it. And then I have another question for you. As far as like the hours of operation, like when would you like your clients to call you usually? Are you open to, you know, calls throughout the day, the week? What would you say?
Yeah, we're open. I tell you, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 for phone calls. But, you know, once I'm in contact with people, it can go all the way. You know, I text people on the weekends after hours, you know, it just depends.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion if you don't mind? Okay. So one of the things that I recommend, so for example, like if people want to get in contact with you, you could possibly put maybe like an 8 to like 7 or 8 p.m., and here's why. When people get off of work, usually people get off of work around 5 or 6, and they see that your business is open, you have more of a possibility to get that client versus some of your competitors. And here's why. Paulson and these other companies, their schedule is not opened, and, you know, that's opportunities that they're missing out on that can go to you, right? So would you be open to maybe be 8 to 8 or 8 to 7? Is that what do you think about that? Yeah?
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. I just want to get you the most, you know, like as many possible opportunities so that way you're not losing out on clients. They're calling you after they get off work, you know?
Right.
Right. Okay. And then would it be okay to list you there like Monday through Sunday, or would you just prefer certain?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
Monday?
You know, 7 days a week.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure you're open to it because you're the boss here, okay? So, but I just don't want you to miss an opportunity. I've been here for a while, and sometimes they do miss on a lot of calls, you know?
Yeah, right. No, I get it.
Right. And then for keywords, so you're pretty much, like, tell me a little bit more about some of the, like, focal points. We're going to have our technician really go into Google and figure out how people are typing in these keywords, but what are the services that you want to come up for, just in general?
Well, I do everything. So literally anything that involves a home, from, you know, full build-up, from roofs, gutters, siding, driveway ceiling, driveway pours, plumbing, electrical, we do everything.
Oh, my God. You're doing everything. I love it. Okay.
Literally everything. Yeah, we do ground-up builds, custom builds.
Wow. Okay. I love that. That's perfect. That way we can get you programmed in for every single, you know, service that you would offer when it comes to general contractor for the most part. Which is great. I love it. And then are you only doing residential or are you willing to take on commercial jobs? What do you say?
As of right now, I do both, but it depends on the size of the commercial job, right?
Okay.
Because I'm still small because I'm still in my first year, so I haven't taken on any massive jobs yet. I mean, we've done some big jobs, but nothing crazy.
Got it, got it. So would it be safe to say to stick to residential for now, and then you can always
Okay, gross.
Yeah, you can always switch keywords too. So we'll definitely look at the analytics and see what jobs you're getting from what types of keywords, and then you know in the near future if you you know if you want to add any type of like you know commercial projects, we can also have you solve for that. So that's not an issue whatsoever. Okay, and then that logo that you have, that's a logo. Did you create that yourself?
Yeah, well, I had a gal create it for me.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good. So we'll do that, and then, okay. And then I have another question for you. Now, as far as some of the areas, like how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
I typically do about 70-mile radius. I service Clark County, Calhoun County, and Skamania County.
Okay, so I'll put that here. So I'll give me 1 second. So you said Clark County, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are the counties you said?
Clark, Cowlitz, COWITZ, and then Skamania.
Okay, gotcha. All right, sounds good. And then, so another question I have for you is, as far as your Facebook business profile that you have, we're going to run retargeting ads. That's also part of the campaign within that cost that I'm giving you. So that retargeting ad is pretty awesome. So everything that we put on Google will be very similar to what we put on your ads when it comes to you know people seeing you on their Facebook feed. So just give you a heads up on that. And then for your website, do you have any more pictures that you can add for your website, like that video as well?
Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that.
Okay, awesome. So one of the things that we're also going to provide for you is, once again, the review generating link. And that – like you gotta stick with me on this one, okay? So, once you get your Google Business Profile, that link you could share with some of the community or people that you've done work with. That's gonna definitely help you out tremendously, okay? Here's why, because you know companies that are on the first page, there's a couple companies that don't have very much reviews that we can outrank. So, like here's an example: Paulson only has 14 reviews. I'm pretty sure we can blow them out of the water once you start getting, you know, your traction with reviews, okay? So that's something that I highly recommend once we get the ball rolling. All right, and then I have another question, and then we'll get to kind of wrap things up here. Now, as far as your last name, this is for account purposes. Like, what's your last name, Austin?
Osland.
I didn't want to assume, okay.
Yeah, no, the funny thing is when people hear me say it sometimes, they go, Austin? I said, no, Osland.
Austin, yep, Austin Oslin. I see. Yeah, I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah, I they always say don't assume, but that's something that we always like, you know, we always
right,
ask
yep.
before
assuming. Well, I feel like that's just every construction company. It's either something they live next to.
Yeah.
Or it's their last name. You know? That's like, you know, we have one in town. Shit, we're going to, Boulder Falls, you know, and then we have Boulder Falls. You know, it's like, it's just, it's fun.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But, you know, the name is just clean, and it, you know, that's perfect. That's fine. And then, so Google's going to send you a verification in the mail. They might send you that, or we'll verify you some, you know, one way or another. It just depends. But they do require a home address. We're not going to showcase your home address because we don't want no one going to your home, right? because
well,
you're not a brick and mortar.
It's on Facebook, actually, in the end of the day. It's my business address, though.
It's not, and I try to look for it here on Facebook, but it's not.
Okay, good.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we're not going to showcase it either. You don't want someone that's angry or whatever going to your house and you know creating chaos. We've had it happen before. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, you never know what you're getting into nowadays.
Yeah.
People.
Let's say you're watching a Super Bowl Sunday. Someone comes through. It's like what?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right. So what's the home address? And then once again, we're not going to showcase this just for
it is
the profile.
478 Washington Street.
Okay.
Woodland, Washington. 98674.
Yep, I got it. And okay. There we go. It came up now. Yep, so the cool thing is we got a Google Analytics system that once we enter that information, it just populates all the information, which is really cool.
Oh, awesome.
I know, I love it. So same thing with your keywords and everything. All we do is plug it into Google's back office, and we'll know how people are searching for your services. So we're not going to, like, you know, second guess everything. We'll know exactly how people are doing things, which is really good. Okay. So everything is pretty much done here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, since I have you at that discounted amount, so, you know, the number one thing for me is like, hey, if I can get your foot in the door and get you at a reasonable price point, it's something that we have other programs. Once you see success with this program, we do have, like, different other platforms like Google Verified, Google Guaranteed. Those are like the sponsored ads that you can always grow into. But for now, I feel like this would be the best cost-effective way to kind of get your name out there and get your business going. So that I'm able to apply that discount of the savings, and I'll get you in at $299. But one of the things that you got to promise me, okay, like if you work on reviews, we'll be good, okay? That's all the homework you have to do, okay? Nothing else, I promise you. You don't have to.
Oh, I can get lots of those.
Okay, I love it. So, you know, and especially that you're out there helping the community. Like, I see pictures of stuff you did. Like, that's awesome, man. Like, I really have a soft place in my heart for that just because, you know, you're helping another person one way or another through church or whatever.
Back, brother.
No, I agree.
I'm all about giving back.
I agree. I'm the same way. I feel like, you know, I feel in karma. I'm a huge believer in karma. If you throw out there good stuff in the universe, good stuff will come back. You know, if you're a person that's just, you know, like just very salty and just, I don't know, ungrateful and just, you know, it doesn't, things don't pan out. So, like with me, I like to always make sure that I take care of people and be honest and upfront because that's going to come back tenfold for me, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. So here's the next step. So I'm going to read what's called this 90-second voice verification. This will kind of outline what we're doing here. And it's an added form of protection for you. That way, you know, obviously, you know what we're going to do for your business. And then what we do is we also schedule a client onboarding call. This is with one of our techs as well. And that is just to make sure we cross the T's, dot the I's. And then that call usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It shouldn't be very, very lengthy. But in this voice verification, if there's anything you don't understand, let me know, and I'll be able to clarify that for you so that way, you know, you have a firm understanding of what we're going to do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oslin Construction.
Okay. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Austin Oslin, President.
Okay. Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And are you authorized? Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account, meaning you're not going to steal someone else's card and use it?
Yes.
Okay, got it. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to provide you a security question, meaning when you call us or we call you, just to make sure it's our business, you can choose from three security questions: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Nancy Goodman.
Okay, Nancy Goodman. Okay, got it. So, okay, yep, got it. So if anybody calls in, and once again, just so you know that it's us, right? It's your actual company that you're working with marketing, and it's not another, like, call center in India or something. You know what I mean? So it's just for your protection, okay? So it does say, now as part of the verification process, right, this is just to get you verified on Google. We're going to have a technician, you know, help you with that. They'll be on the phone. They'll do that, all that for you. But, you know, if they do ask you for any, like, you know, licensing or insurance and stuff like that, would you be able to provide that if necessary?
At the moment, I don't have anything on me. I'm actually out in the field right now.
No. Not today, right now. Like, no. And I'm saying, like, when we do the onboarding call. So you don't have to have it on you. Yeah. That's not, you don't have to have that this moment. This is just asking, if they do ask for that, would you be able to get that? And it could be submitted within the next 7 days. So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Okay. All right. So What I did for your business is get you at a discounted rate. So the payment is actually originally $5.99 and $2.99 for the setup fee. So I'm waiving your setup fee completely and giving you it at $2.99. Okay. So with that being said, you know, what type of payment would you like to use to secure the listing? Would it be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Give Visa, but I would like, I hate to do this to you, but I'd really like to speak with my wife about it before I make any decisions, because we are in the middle of going through all of our finances, literally. And so I know she's going to want to clarify before I sign on anything.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But I am extremely intrigued. I have been talking to a guy about how he grew his business, and he did the same thing that you guys do. And he's grown exponentially in the last 2 years. And so
yeah.
I'm all for it. I like the idea of it. I just don't want to pull the trigger without, you know, I don't want to go home and get the mean glare all night long.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, happy wife, happy life. I completely understand
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. You know, as far as your finances, you said they're pretty tight, and you know, you see value in something like this. You just feel like, you know, maybe, what if I can do this for you, okay? Because I understand how your wife would look at things. It's like, if you could save as much money as possible, but also do something to bring you in a good profit, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're listed on Google and you're up there as a top recommended option, you have your website, you have all these things in place, it's going to generate income, right? That's
right.
The number one priority here is for you to invest a small amount so that way you can get a good return on investment.
Okay? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the price point that I'm giving you, I think it's a fair price point. What if I can do this, right, to save you some money? And then, you know, obviously I think when you speak to your wife, it's like if you're saving as much as possible, it'll help you, you know, in the long run, right? Not just today, but
right.
In the long run, okay? So if I can get you at maybe $249 and give you my friends and family rate, which I don't do that. I signed up all my friends and family already. But if I can get that rate for you, would that be more comfortable for you to do?
And that's for just the first month, and then what's the second month payment?
Oh, no. I can, if you were to do this, I can do that indefinitely. So I can get you in at $249, like, yeah, today and every other month. So.
Okay.
So that'll save you the $50 today, and that'll save you $50 every single month.
And
then
you said no contract, so if I decide down the road that if I don't like it, it's not working, I can just go, okay, cancel it?
Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, we're not going to, you know, I don't want to ask you for marriage. I want to make sure that you're able to see the success of the campaign and see how well it's going to do for you, and that way you can either judge whether to stick around or not. So that'll save you $50, and you can use that $50 for a couple beers on the Super Bowl. I don't know, right? It's just, I'm just trying to, you know, trying to get you a decent price. And that would include everything we talked about. So everything will be the same.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to do that one? We'll do it.
$249. Yeah,
I'll go ahead
and give it a shot. I mean, it's $250. What's the worst?
Yeah. Well, no. Here's the thing. I know that you're going to call me back and you're going to want to upgrade to the Google Ads. I mean, and here's why. Because once you start getting those jobs from Google, you know, you start growing the business a little bit more, you're going to see more results from that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I'm very optimistic, and I'm a young, you know, I'm 29, young, and so I like the idea. And so let's give it a shot. Let's see what we can
do. All right. Okay. So you said it's a Visa, so I'll go ahead and repeat the fee for accuracy, and I'll finish that voice verification as well.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I'll enter it, and I'll repeat it for you.
Oh, sorry. It is 4287.
Okay.
3301. 0437-7475.
Okay, so I'll repeat that. I got 4267-3301-0437-4775. Is that correct?
It is. So the first one is 4287.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last one is 7475.
Oh, 7475.
Yep. And then the first one is 4287, not 67.
Okay, so let me I got that. Yeah, so 4287. I might have the last one wrong, so I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. So I got 4287-3301-0437. And then the last four?
7475.
7475. Okay, that's where I made the mistake. Okay. And the expiration month and year?
It is 0728.
0728. Gotcha. 0728. And then the security code on the card?
149.
Okay, gotcha. So give me 1 second. I just want to make sure I give you that discount so it stays exactly 100% at that price point. And then you'll have it in your invoice as well. So you'll get everything in writing, so that way you have everything 100% like for your tax purposes. Anything you spend on marketing, it'll be good when you do your taxes for the business. You can have a tax write off, so just so you know.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. Give me 1 second. All right. I want to just make sure I apply this so that way it shows the right pricing. And if there's no sneak attacks. Okay.
No, I appreciate
it.
All right.
No, for sure. No, if anything, it's like, to me, it's like, if I'm able to save you money and then obviously, you know, cost some costs, and then you could get a good return on investment, I know you're going to stick around. That's my number one priority. So I've been doing this for 7 years. So usually, you know, the higher premium packages have more included, but with this, it'll just, you know, it'll get your foot in the door with the website and everything that we're going to build for you. So I'm adjusting the billing that way. It shows that it's a $249. Let me see. I'll just do one thing. Okay. Okay, there you go. Just putting in the notes here for the technicians. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to ask you is, as far as your onboarding call, I have availability Monday. This is after the Super Bowl, of course. I don't know if you're going to work, but or you're going to be okay.
Monday, I am stacked. I am so busy on Monday.
Okay, cool. What about Tuesday? This is just for like I would just need about 20, 30 minutes of your time. Would Tuesday be better for you?
Tuesday is fine. I do not. Yeah, Tuesday will work. I have an appointment at 8. That'll probably take till 9. So probably after 10 sometime would be good.
Okay, cool. So, we were in the same time zone, so Pacific Standard Time. So you're in Washington. We're in California. So it's we open from 7 to 4 p.m., but we have an appointment literally from 7 all the way to 3 p.m. What would work for you?
Let's just do 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. I got 10:30. Does that work, 10:30?
That works fine.
Okay, perfect. So I got you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick email reminder as well. It's like a reminder that we're going to do that onboarding call.
Okay.
Okay. So, was that a Visa or MasterCard with the email?
Visa.
Visa, okay. All right, give me 1 second. All right. And then is it the same billing address as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I just want to – for some reason it's saying invalid account number for some reason. I don't know if I entered it correctly. Very strange. You said 745 were the last four, right?
7475.
7475. Goodness gracious. Okay, cool. That's what it was. I don't know why it keeps 7475. 475. Okay. Let me update this real quick. All right. Can you repeat the card again? For some reason, this system's just acting weird. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
You ready?
Yep.
It is 4287.
Okay.
3301.
Okay.
0437.
Mm-hmm.
7475.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me just get that real quick. Okay. And then you said it's July 2028, 149, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. That's what it is. Sometimes the system, it's like you can't live with computers, you can't live without computers. It's very strange.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you should have received your invoice any second now. We're going to send it via email and then also through text message as well, so you should receive that any minute. And then what I'm also doing is I'm sending you a client onboarding invitation. That's one of our technicians, and that's going to be on Tuesday, and we agreed that 10:30 would be the best time for you, okay? one of the things that so let me know if you did receive that invoice by chance or your welcome email.
Did it text me or email me?
Both. We did both.
Oh, okay. Not gotten it via text yet.
Okay.
Let me send it to my Gmail account.
I got an email that says Austin at AustinConstruction.com.
It's through Workspace.
Okay. Yeah, Workspace. And then if you didn't get it through your regular inbox, it might be a junk mail. It happens sometimes. We haven't had any really correspondence with email before, so.
Okay. Here, I got it via text. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. So, and that email, just to activate your client dashboard, so you're going to have a client dashboard. Not that, you know, if you're not really a tech-savvy person, it's completely fine. It's very user-friendly. You would just click on here and then type in your first and last name. That's just going to give you access to your dashboard. And then when we do the client onboarding call, your technician will give your credentials to your dashboard as well.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah, let me know if you've done that so I can update you here.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did it go?
And this is a silly question while you're doing that. Do you speak any other languages? Like just English?
No.
No? Okay.
I wish. Okay. Now.
Okay. No hablo español?
No.
Okay. I hear you. No worries. They just ask, you know, that way, you know.
Speaking of language. Now, what do you guys mean? It's just running me through the terms and conditions.
Yeah, right. So when you do that, you put in your first and last name, it'll just give you access to your dashboard.
Oh, okay. So like in the login area?
Yeah, exactly. Mhm.
I gotcha. So username and password is just my first and last name.
Oh, yeah, it already directed you to that portion already?
Yeah, it sent me to the, sign in with your credentials below.
Perfect. Okay, you're good to go. So you're right. You're at the right spot. So when you have your onboarding call, the tech is going to give you your credentials. And then if you get a chance, it's up to you. We have our app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download the app on your phone as well, which is pretty cool. So that way you can track every call, everything that goes through your company, and that way you see the success that's happening as well. It's pretty awesome. And it's super user-friendly. Like, if I have an Amish guy doing it, so.
Okay. That's awesome.
So, I know, it's awesome. Trust me, you're going to be happy. Once you get your results, you're going to thank me, right? Well, definitely going to be in touch. So I'm also sending you my direct contact information here via text message. So if you if you have any other questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me directly, and that way I can kind of break anything down for you as well. Okay, it should be in your I should be coming in now. I heard the little zzz.
Yes, that's here.
Okay, so my name is Chris, and then my extension is 247.
Okay.
All right. Well, Austin, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and time of your day. Go Seahawks. I'm once we get your client onboarding, we'll see what the results are, over the weekend. So.
Awesome.
We'll talk soon. All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.